there's a voice that keeps on calling me.
The Playlist.
We're on a mission from God.
And welcome along to this week's edition of The Playlist. That was Madness. I'm Darren, and this is Nena Cherry.
Pero chica, mi amiga, ¿qué dice? Esto es yo, y cómo hablo, y hablo así contigo. Nah, man.
What we're gonna do right here is go back.
Yeah.
Nah, man, you know.
Way back.
Hide out and watch her hanging, washing on the line.
magnificent stuff from Nana Cherry there, as suggested by Davy Bott. That was Kisses on the Wind. Thank you very much, Davy Bott, for that suggestion. It was good. Very, very good indeed. And, I should probably start my bed. There we go. That's a bit more like it. Otherwise, it sounds like I'm sat in a bedroom talking. Hello. This is The Playlist. I am Darren, and I am very, very pleased to be back with you once again on this boiling hot Monday evening, where I am enormously pleased to announce that my fan automation that I was wanging on about on Mastodon the other day has worked a treat. Can't hear it, can you? No, because it turns off when I turn on the microphone. I'm a genius. That's what that is. Anyway, we opened up tonight with Madness, House of Fun, suggested by CC Ferry first, but then suggested by basically everybody afterwards. So thank you very much to CC Ferry. Thank you very much to everybody for that suggestion. It's a great tune. The theme this week, coming of age. I will talk more about it after the next couple of tracks. This is Paul Hardcastle.
In 1965, Vietnam seemed like just another foreign war, but it wasn't. It was different in many ways, and so were those who did the fighting. In World War II, the average age of the combat soldier was 26. In Vietnam, he was 19. 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 19.
The heaviest fighting of the past 2 weeks continued today, 25 miles northwest of Saigon.
I wasn't really sure what was going on.
Soldier typically served a 12-month tour of duty, but was exposed to hostile fire almost every day.
Never be man enough for Divine. Never once. That was Divine. You Think You're a Man, as suggested by that deaf guy. Thank you very much. That was a great tune, a great selection. I enjoyed that enormously. Ahead of that was Paul Hardcastle, 19. Because, you know, sadly, some people came of age while being shot at. And I think that's the most Alan Partridge link I'll do tonight. There were a few suggestions, actually, for tunes regarding war and the like. But I think that's the only one that made it in. Because, you know, it's a little bit raw at the moment, I think it's fair to say. Anyway, welcome along. This is The Playlist. I am Darren, and the theme this week is coming of age. On account of the fact that on Friday, my baby boy will be 21 years old. And I'm DJing his party. What could I play, folks? What could I play? Mostly a selection of 3.5 hours worth of tunes that he sent me to play, actually. But I could just not, you know. We shall see. Anyway, yeah, my kid is 21 on Friday, and that's just not right. So, yeah, I figured the theme this week, coming of age. And, I think you guys have sent me some absolute crackers, including this next one suggested by Heapy. This is the Chemical Brothers doing something that we must all do when we come of age. Leave home.
The brothers gonna work it out. 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 The brothers gonna work it out.
Magnificent stuff from the Chemical Brothers there. Thank you very much to Heapy for the suggestion. Wonderful. That was Leave Home from Exit Planet Dust from 1995. Good Lord, the passage of time is sad. This is the playlist. I'm Darren. And as previously said, the theme this week is coming of age. And hopefully I don't sound too rough on account of I had the worst cold I've ever had last week, on top of everything else that was going on last week, which I shan't really go into it here because, you know, it's, you follow me on Mastodon, you know what the crack was last week. It was not good. As well as all the not good that happened on Thursday, I had the worst cold. It was awful. You know, I'm not the kind of person that's like, oh my God, I've got a cold, I'm going to die. But at a few points there on Thursday afternoon, I'm thinking, should I do a COVID test? Because this ain't right. Friday? Fine. More or less. Yeah, just pick right up on Friday. Then Troggy got it. It's like, oh, yeah. So, it's been a fairly poor weekend here, I'm not going to lie. But here we are, Monday evening. Well, Monday evening to me, I don't know what it is where you are. But yeah, Monday evening and the sun's shining. And it's really quite lovely here today. So a very busy day, but been looking forward to this, fair to say. Right, well, shut up, Darren, and play some more music. This next one was suggested by Erased Citizen, who is in the chat tonight. Hello, Tom, welcome along. Thank you very much for joining us. This is MGMT.
Thank you. sitting out on the playlist.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Passing Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he looked into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. Sweet talking to me, he come and tell me everything is alright. He kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
Every last second of Dusty Springfield there, because anyone who talks over any of that vocal is a heathen, an animal, and a monster, and it will not be tolerated in this man's army. Oh, wonderful stuff. I, as I've just said on Mastodon, I still maintain that the vocal to that is the smoothest vocal ever recorded to any song. It's just wonderful. It's almost nothing about that track that's rough or harsh. Oh, it's beautiful. I dare say that could be one of the best songs I'm playing tonight, though it is up against very, very harsh competition. Thank you very much to Swisslet for that suggestion. And yeah, enormous thanks to Tom, Erased Citizen, ahead of that, for the suggestion for MGMT with Kids. A lot of love for that in the chat over at stream.djdarren.site, which, by the way, have you noticed our new home? I hope so, because otherwise you're listening to this some other way. I'm not entirely sure how. Yeah, after far too many weeks of leeching server space from the wonderful Patrick, I figured it was high time, and also Troggy kept reminding me that I really should have done it weeks ago. I figured it was high time to actually sort out my own server, so welcome to my new home, stream.djdarren.site. Exciting. It's just because there's other things that I'm doing with my same URL. Not all of them related to this. Audio.djdarren.site should have the audio stream of this, but it doesn't really work properly at the moment, and I haven't had time to figure out why. But yeah, if, I think it's audio.djdarren.site:8000/stream. Really trips off the tongue, doesn't it? But yeah, anyway, I haven't figured that out yet, so can try it if you want, but meh. Anyway, yeah, so welcome along. Thank you very much for joining me. It's absolutely heartening to see so many people chatting away in the chat room. It's yeah, it's really nice, actually. Thank you very much to all of you. It's the support is wonderful, and I appreciate it enormously. Right. Oh, I haven't queued up the next track. I was too busy enjoying the last one. This next one was... Okay, so this next one, I'm attributing it to Nicky Quote. I'm letting Nicky Quote have this one, even though technically he suggested a different song. But The song he suggested was an older version of the same song, and this one goes so much harder, and I love it so much. So, Nicky Quote gets this one, though technically, originally this one was suggested by Swisslet, but none of that matters, because Nicky Quote still suggested a song, and it was a good song, but it wasn't quite this one. And this one is good. This is Muddy Waters.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything gonna be all right this morning. Oh, yeah. Young boy, at the age of five, my mother's child gonna be the greatest man alive. But now I'm a man, way past 21. I want you to believe me, baby. I have lots of fun. I'm a man.
Lovers, man. radio. I never heard so much shit in all my life. Sailor Ripley, you get
the playlist
on that radio. This ends and I made it.
Whoa, whoa.
You know I'm almost grown.
Whoa, whoa.
Yeah, and I'm doing all right in school.
Not
they ain't said I broke no rules.
Not
I ain't never been in Dutch.
Not
I don't browse around too much.
Not
don't bother me, leave me alone.
Chuck Berry there, in one of his less creepy songs about growing up. So I'll allow that one. Thank you very much, Aunt Nacrae, for the suggestion. That was very, very nice indeed. Ahead of that, that was Almost Grown, by the way, from 1959. God, hasn't time flown? Ahead of that was Muddy Waters, obviously, Mannish Boy, the Hard Again version from 1977, which, while yes, it is repetitive, man, it's hypnotic. It's so good. God, the album that's from is named well. Hard Again, it goes so hard in the parlance of today's youth. This is the playlist. I am Darren, and I am not one of today's youth. Oh no, 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 no. I'm quite old. Too old, in fact, for any of this nonsense. But, you know, still I persist and I persevere. And, it's nice to be here. So the theme this week is coming of age. As I said at the top of the show, for those of you who might have joined since, it's my child's birthday on Friday, and he's going to be 21 years old. And I'm not going to lie, that's kind of freaked me out a little. Just a little bit, like, how am I the father of a 21-year-old? It ain't right. It ain't right at all. Also, I'm the father of a 21-year-old who's graduated university with a 2-2 degree. He thinks it could be upgraded to a 2-1, depending on a couple of results he's waiting for. And I couldn't be any more proud of him for that. So a round of applause for Billy there. And he's going back in September because he can't stand to be an employed person. He wants to be a professional layabout. He's going back to do his master's in law because by my own admission, putting words into his mouth, he wants to put me in the best care home possible. And I'm willing to accept that. As long as he can put me in a situation where I can retire for a little bit before I do that, then that's fine. So yeah, if you're listening, Bill, which you are not, then please bear that in mind. Well, I've got some more wonderful music to play for you tonight. You know, I really hate those DJs that are like, oh, this next track's wonderful, you know, but because I know that they're not picking the songs on the big stations, you know, on your BBC stations. I know they're not picking the music. They might pick one or two tracks a show. I pick all of this. And if I say a song's wonderful, it's because it is. And in the case of the next one, I think it's scientifically proven. This is the Beach Boys. Suggested by Rollo Treadway, that was Wouldn't It Be Nice by, obviously, the Beach Boys. Which, I know I played some Beach Boys last week, but I think it's fair to say that we are allowed to hear more Beach Boys. In fact, every week. Next week is Beach Boys week. It's not. But it could be. 2 hours of Beach Boys. Anyway, the reason I'm talking now, and I'm not talking over a bed, is because this is a very serious link. I have to be very serious now. Put on my serious voice. Rollo. You suggested that last song, and I very much appreciate you for that. And I apologise for what's about to happen. Personally, I think what's about to happen is wonderful. But, and so does Opinionated Geek, who suggested the song. But, I must warn Rollo Treadway that this is the Bare Naked Ladies.
Never really knew each other. Took me 2 more to get over the loss. Whoa, whoa. I took a beating when they wrote with those letters. And every time I remember the taste of your lip gloss. Whoa, whoa. There were times when I thought I would kill you. But can you blame me? I was only a kid. Now tell me why we never really respected each other. And tell me why I never believed that you were a person too. I always thought that you fancied my brother.
took me a year to believe it was over. Ooh, and it took me two more to get over the loss. Whoa, whoa. I took a beat and wonder over those letters. And every time you told me to get lost. Now it's not fair to say that it's 'cause I was 3 inches shorter than. And it's not fair to say that it's 'cause I was only 15 years old. But maybe it's fair to say there was a lack of communication. Oh, Mr. Joy, speaking of communication. Oh, and ain't it, ain't it, you gotta go.
And the only prescription is
the playlist. before you go to sleep, say a little prayer. Every day, in every way, it's getting better and better.
Wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
it
though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!
Just wait and see. I remember those words and how they chided me. When patient was the hardest thing to be. Because we can't make up for the time that we've lost. I must let these memories provide. No little girl can stop the world to wait for me. I should have known. You never will.
Oh, and I almost forgot. I'm also going to need you to go ahead and
listen to the playlist.
Loves a chicken korma, but hates the hands that cook it. Pinch a cheeky bottom, says there's never harm in looking. Take him anywhere and you'll regret you ever took him. Away to Spain again, the lads just made a cheeky booking. Where hey, shout at locals, drunk and scuffling. He's always right, and nobody can tell him nothing. Dancing round the room, look at how his feet are shuffling. As he makes obnoxious phone calls, trying to get the drugs in. What do you reckon, one or two? Get a few, what's the plan? Just another day in the life of a big dumb man. Yeah, he's a man. Yeah, he's a proper manly man. You little boys just really wouldn't understand. Yeah, he's a man. Yeah, he's a proper manly man. You little boys just really wouldn't understand. Sunday roast, choking down some gammon. Yum. All these rules, things he can't say, he just can't understand them. Misses the days when he could count on Clarkson, May and Hammond. Now it's only mediocre gear that he can get his hands on. Hey. Past the Queen, on the way up his nose. Dearest old Elizabeth, may God save her soul. Said the fabric of this country consists of silk and gold. Who cares if it was stolen? You should just ignore the holes. Now what do you reckon? One or two? Get a few. What's the plan? Just another day in the life of a big dumb man. Yeah, he's a man. Yeah, he's a proper manly man. You little boys just really wouldn't understand. Yeah, he's a man. Yeah, he's a proper manly man. You little boys just really wouldn't understand. Yeah, he's a man. Yeah, he's a proper manly man. You know, a proper man, a proper manly man. Something he don't like, then all his toys are out the pram. But that's a man, innit? Yeah, that's a man. Think he's a proper manly man, you know, a proper man, a proper manly man. The G-spot don't exist, mate. That's just feminist propaganda. Yeah, he's a man.
The absolutely monumental Bob Villain, He's a Man, suggested by the man himself, Davey Bott. Thank you very much, Davey. This is the playlist. The theme this week is coming of age. That was Bob Villain. Ahead of the top of the hour was 10,000 Maniacs. Ahead of that was John Lennon. This is Anthrax.
Yeah.
playlist.
Dear self, I know you're crying out for help, so I thought I'd write this letter. What are you now, like 12? I know it seems like the pressure's stuck on high, but I've come from the future to tell you it's fine. You need to worry less about how you are perceived and focus a bit more on the things that you believe. Cause I know it seems like now you don't have your place, but it will all fit together, trust me, it's the case. So get out there and do all the things you love, and don't you dare sacrifice them just to look good. Oh, read some of those books sitting on the shelf, drinking that knowledge. This is a letter to myself.
I know it's a long, long way to go. When you're at the start, but before you know, you're halfway down the road. And everything seems smaller. Everything seems smaller. Everything seems smaller.
On your parents, they don't know what they're doing. Actually, they're still growing up, mate, they're only human. Your teens and your 20s will fly by in a flash. So cherish every moment, embrace every laugh. You're gonna find films and the songs of the Smiths, and in that whole universe for you to exist, it's gonna teach you that others feel the same way. They're gonna be your friends, they're still your friends today. All your greatest days are still yet to come. There will be heartbreak, but there'll be so much love. And that girl from school, you think there's no one better, she's not the one for you, mate, just forget her.
I know there's a long, long way to go. When you're at the start, but before you know, you're halfway down the road. And everything seems smaller. Everything seems smaller.
To tell you which way to go, that's a decision you've got to make on your own. And you're gonna make mistakes, but from each you will learn. For every wrong turn is experience earned. And trust me, it's a journey, it's happening now. And you're gonna do so many things that make you proud. Don't get me wrong, it's not all plain sailing. There's times you're in front and times that you're failing. The world is so much bigger than the one at school. And if you saw me now, you'd probably think I was cool. So work hard and leave nothing to luck. Every time you fall, you will get up. Don't rush, take some time to be a kid. And don't beat yourself up for stupid stuff you did. Trust me, I know exactly what you're going through. Love yourself, yours sincerely, you.
There's a long, long way to go. When you're at the start, but before you know, you're halfway down the road. Everything seems smaller. Everything seems smaller. Everything seems smaller. I know there's a long, long way to go. Everything seems smaller.
I am genuinely mystified as to how that band has passed me by. That was The Lottery Winners, featuring Frank Turner. I'd never heard of them until Patrick suggested them a few days ago. But firstly, that's from 2 years ago and features Frank Turner. I love Frank Turner. I've seen him more than probably any other artist, possibly with the exception of 65 Days of Static, but I'd have to sit and think about that one. If nothing else, I've seen them the same amount of times. And yeah, that track was really, really good. I really loved that. Weirdly though, they popped up on Troggy's TikTok yesterday. Again, never heard of them before until a few days ago. They popped up on Troggy's TikTok yesterday. That shit's listening to you, man. Smash your phones up. Send the Chinese the bill. Yeah. This is The Playlist. I'm Darren, and when I'm not being racist, I'm presenting a show where the theme this week is coming of age. That was The Lottery Winners featuring Frank Turner with Letter to Myself from a couple of years back, as suggested by Patrick. Thank you very much. Ahead of that was Anthrax with his version of Alice Cooper's I'm 18 from 1984, suggested by White Wolf. And ahead of that was the mighty, mighty Bob Villain, He's a Man, which I'm fairly sure is... my headcanon tells me that that is a sequel to A Capable Man by Man and the Echo, which if you don't know that track, you should go and listen to it. Not right now, you know, wait about 45 minutes, then go and listen to it, because it's so good. I'm not going to go off on a Capable Man thing, because I'll be here all night. Anyway, it's really good. Go and listen to it. It's from a few years back. Right, this next one, I'll be playing... I think this song is actually on the playlist for my kid's birthday on Friday. If not, there is certainly at least two other Sam Fender tracks. So thank you very much to Davey Bot for this. Has Davey Bot managed to get three tracks in tonight? How did I manage that? Tut. Anyway, thank you very much to Davey Bot for suggesting Sam Fender. 17. Go. Oh no! I know now. This is Colleague Bot. One of Davey Bot's friends at work who... he has yet to entice onto the Fediverse. But he will, because how could he ignore us? This is Sam Fender, 17 Going Under.
I remember the sickness was forever. I remember snow videos, cold Septembers, the distances we covered, the fist fights on the beach, the busies wound us up. Do it all again next week in embryonic love. The first time that it's scarred, embarrass yourself for someone, crying like a child. And the boy you kicked Tom's head in still bugs me now. That's the thing, it lingers and claws you when you die. With a grin, cause I was always the joker, buried in their humor, amongst the white noise and boys, boys, locked the room, talking lads, lads, drenched in cheap drink and snipe bags, a mirrored picture of my old man. Oh God, the kid's a damn hard, can't he chant that, but he looks sad.
And God, the kid looks so
Today, in the world of freedom, the proudest boast is, ich bin ein
Playlist.
Stuff there from the Undertones. Yeah, a teenage dream really is hard to beat. Thank you very much to Deaf Guy. That Deaf Guy got two tunes in tonight, and they're both bangers. This is the playlist. I'm Darren, and that was the Undertones. Ahead of that was Sam Fender, 17 Going Under, as suggested by colleague Bot, who has no other name. A mysterious colleague. Yeah, a couple of really great tunes. I love Sam Fender, he's really good. His most recent album is genuinely brilliant, so you should go and listen to it, because it is great. But that one was from the same album of the same name, actually, from a couple of years back. 2017, I think that was. Sorry, 2017, what am I talking about? 2021. Brain fart. It's the ice cream. Unbeknown to me, Troggy cooked tonight. And when we say Troggy cooked, Troggy jumped on Just Eat and ordered dinner, because I was too busy doing other things to cook dinner. Secret things. No, I was getting some stuff for this party on Friday. I had to run out and get a new amplifier and some speakers. Anyway, there's a whole other thing. I'm not going to go into that. Anyway, yeah, Troggy ordered surprise ice cream. Yes, got surprise Ben and Jerry's. So my teeth hurt now because I am old and have bad teeth. Anyway, yes, this one was suggested by Sod's Lawyer. Thank you very much, Sod's Lawyer, for this suggestion. This is The Stooges.
Across the USA with another
magnificent stuff there from the Stooges, 1969, as suggested by Sod's lawyer, and yeah, wonderful. That was what was that? That was a specific mix, and I can't remember what because I expunged the information. Anyway, that was good. I enjoyed that. Thank you very much to Sod's lawyer for the suggestion. Coming up next is a song from this year. Amazing. But even more amazing is there's another song in about half an hour that's also from this year. Get us playing new music. In fact, technically, this song was actually only released a couple of weeks ago. So, and we saw them playing it live last week. Suggested by Troggy, this next one is Grown Ups by Pulp.
Thank you. been discovered, and through powerful telescopes we could see the inhabitants, and they seemed to be having a really good time. So we built a rocket, and I was on it. They put us in a state of suspended animation for the duration of the journey. And when we landed on this distant planet, we all woke up, and we discovered that we'd all lost our memories. And we looked back at the planet we'd just come from, and everyone there seemed to be having a really good time. But we couldn't return, because the rocket no longer had enough fuel left in it. Why am I telling you this story? I don't remember.
Why did Mowgli decide to come out of the jungle to play doctors and nurses and aunties and uncles and cavaliers and roundheads and tarts and vicars, playing all night to get in somebody's knickers? And I am not aging, no, I am just writing, and life too short to drink bad wine, and that's frightening. And it's nearly sunset, we haven't had lunch yet. I'm sorry for asking, but what are we having on yet?
I know it's all about the journey, not the final destination.
But what if you get travel sick before you've even left the station?
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh! Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
The playlist.
Good to be alive.
That was a Who track that I wasn't previously aware of, because it was from 1985. And who was listening to them in 1985, eh? That was suggested by... Who was that suggested by? Johnny Revival of Revival Records. Thank you, Jonathan Revival, for that suggestion. That was lovely stuff. Ahead of that was Pulp with Grown Ups from the new album More, which... we saw them playing it live. Well, not just it. It was basically... they played for about 2.5 hours. It was a greatest hits plus tracks from the new album. And it, genuinely, I've walked away... I genuinely can't think of one song I wish they'd played. They played all of the tracks that I wanted them to play, and it was amazing. Really, really good show. So, heartily recommend going to see Pulp if you get the opportunity. Though I don't know how many shows they've got left now, but... yeah, it was good. And yeah, I think I said about this last week, they are possibly releasing it on DVD, so looking forward to that. Well, I say DVD, I don't know. What do you release music video things on these days? Who knows? Anywho, I will play some more music, because I'm only here for another 22 minutes and I've got quite a bit more music to play. So this next one was suggested by Ian Robinson, and those of you who are of this parish and who know the memes and the context and the ins and outs will be absolutely astounded, shocked, nay stunned to learn that Ian Robinson has suggested a Queen song. This is The Loser in the End.
We'll be right back.
playlist.
I got my first real six string, bought it at the five and dime, played it till my fingers bled. Was it summer of 69? Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried real hard. Jimmy quit, Jody got married. I should've known we'd never get far. Oh, and I look back now, the summer seemed to last forever. And if I had the choice, yeah, those wanna be there. Those were the best days of my life. Hey. Ain't no use in complaining when you got a job to do. Spend my evenings down at the driving, and that's when I met you, yeah. Standing on your mama's porch, you told me that you'd wait forever. Oh, and when you held my hand, I knew that it was now or never. Those were the best days of my life.
Absolutely monumental summer of 69 there, Bryan Adams, as suggested by the absolutely monumental Canadian Giflian. Thank you very much, Giflian, for that. Do you know what? So a few years back, it must be about 4 years ago, 3.5, 4 years ago, Apple Music launched the whole lossless thing, Dolby Atmos, whatever it was they called it on there. And that was when I started listening to the music properly with, you know, wired headphones and all that lot, just to, you know, properly get my money's worth out of it, because, you know, I'm nothing if not tight. And I never noticed until that point just how much organ there is all over that track. It's just organ everywhere, isn't it? Everywhere you look, there's organ. Right there in your face. So thank you very much to Giflian for suggesting that. Wonderful piece of music. Ahead of that was Queen, The Loser in the End, as suggested by Ian Robinson from 1974's Queen 2. So thank you very much, Ian, for that suggestion. Right, I'm here for another 15 minutes, and in that time I have... less than 15 minutes worth of music, actually, so I guess I could stand to yap on a bit more. But you lot couldn't stand to hear it, so I shan't. I'll play another track, and then I'll tell you what's coming up next week. Next week's going to be fun, I think. Relatively easy, but fun. This one, as suggested by White Wolf, is Kelly Clarkson.
Da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da.
agree that that was wonderful. That was Kelly Clarkson, Breakaway, from the album of the same name from... was the album called Breakaway or was it called Behind These Hazel Eyes? The version I've got there is from The Greatest Hits. I'm pretty sure the album was called Breakaway. Anyway, shut up, Darren. That was from 2004, whichever way you want to cut it. And it was lovely. And I think it's probably fair to say that that is the peak of Pop Idol. Yes, she was the first winner of Pop Idol, but I think it's fair to say it peaked there. Yes. Right, anyway, I've got two more tracks to play, and I've got business to which I must attend. Right, where is me? Where's me thing? Where's me little thing? Right, here we go. The theme for next week's edition of The Playlist is... covers. Just covers. Pretty standard, pretty safe. I like covers, what can I say? I like cover versions of songs. But I mean, if you want to send me songs about duvets as well, you know, or sheets, then please feel free. But yeah, covers next week. I'm keeping it nice and straightforward because I don't think my brain can handle much more than that. So if there's a song that you love that's a really good cover of another song, fire it at me at hashtag the playlist suggestion over on the Don, and Master Don, that is, not anything else or anybody else. And together we will once again put together a phenomenal show. Right, this next one, suggested by Andy Fish. His attitude to this was he wanted to suggest somebody who is currently the age of 21. And so with that, I give you Grace Van der Waal, who I have never heard before, but this track is a bop and I like it.
Humble child, promise I'll be small. I won't take up space at all. Remember gratitude. You tell me I'm great when I don't cry and I never ask for nothing. Ground yourself, remember your place. You don't have a voice yet, you don't get to say. Apologize, better self-correct. Promise it's the best if you never ask for nothing.
That was Grace Van der Waal with Proud from this year. Cool, blimey. Look at us playing songs by the youth. You know? Pulp. Anyway, God, I'm quite tired as it turns out. It's been a week, it's fair to say. These last few days have been a month. I will be back next week with the theme of covers. So if you want to hear the sounds of a man who has had to trawl through 400 or 500 suggestions to pick out the best 27 or 8, please feel free to join me here at stream.djdarren.site next Monday at 7 o'clock. I will leave you with this glorious suggestion by Sjerd. I believe that's how you pronounce his name. I believe I said that last week and I've had no correction, so I'm going to roll with it. This one is, I think, pretty much sums up all of us when we were in our early 20s. This is Ice Cube doing dumb shit. Good night, champions.
I can hear my mother call.
Playing Space Invaders, fucking with the girls in the fourth grade, either pulling on their butts or pulling on their brains, walking with the schoolhouse bully. By doing that, I had a lot of pull, G. Cheating on tests, making a mess, cussing like a sailor at recess. It must have been a half moon, cause you'll catch me running out the little girl's bathroom. Chewing on good and plenty's, got my gamble on, at lunch, pitching pennies, yo. I was living like the class clown, pulling all the hoax, making all the jokes, man. When you young, it's hard. That is wrong throwing rocks at the RTD. Popping out your window with a BB gun. Better yet, knocking on your door and run. Playing hide, go get it for a little stank. Even though I was still shooting blanks. As soon as the dark hit, I was stealing candy out the corner market. Until I got my ass whipped, cause I was 10 years old, doing dumb shit. Was when my Jimmy started getting a little peach fuzz, and I was looking at any button ass. Me and my homie start cutting class, going up to the high school, looking for any bitch I could lie to. Tell them I was older than I really was. Smoked my first joint and got really buzzed. That's what a Mac's made of. But when I got my first piece of pussy, I fell in love. Hard as a rock the long way. And then I put the rubber on the wrong way, but I still got a habit. Overexcited. And fucking like a jackrabbit. Goddamn, I was hot. A virgin, but I still knew how to lay pipe. Even though the hoe worked me, I still knocked the boots from here to Albuquerque. Then the shit got strange money. I started shaking, and Jimmy felt funny. Then the nut came gushing. I jumped up, got dressed, and started pushing. Cause I thought the bitch broke my dick. Cause I was still young, doing dumb shit. The lifelong art of dragging. To the women in college, hung out with the OGs and got some street knowledge. Breaking in cars and all that, hitting punk fools with a baseball bat. Fucking at a real fast rate, till they said that I might not graduate. Then I said fuck the dumb shit, cause pops will fuck me up quick. And things continue, so I start rapping about shit I've been through. And I got real good. Now I look at all the kids in the neighborhood trying to be shit that I did 7 years back, going through a stage, but before they can grow up, they on the front page, and their mamas is having a fit, cause they died young, doing dumb shit.